guarding this house.
Well?
I want you to send them away.
Send them away? But if I do that...
Yes, your life will be in danger. Are you afraid?
But how would sending the detectives away help save the lives of those six jurymen?
The one who caused the murder of the six who died will want to kill you above all men because you were the judge who pronounced the sentence.
Well?
When he is certain your house is unguarded, he will come here after you. And when he comes, I'll be waiting for him. Are you willing to risk your life to save six men?
Yes. Yes. It's getting late. Shadow, are you still here in my room?
Yes. Still here, Judge.
Seems strange, this talking to empty air.
A murderer's feet danced on empty air.
What did you say?
I was thinking aloud.
Oh. Are you sure someone will come here after me?
For days, while the commissioner's men have been guarding this place, there's been someone else watching, and I'm positive that person will soon be here.
We've been waiting so long.
Believe me, it'll be worth the wait.
Yes, if you were sure. But how can you be sure that...
Quiet. Don't speak. Don't speak. Pick up your pen and start writing. There's someone at the French windows trying to get in.
Someone trying to...
Write.
Keep your hands on the table, Judge.
Wipe up.
Now, don't make no noise, or I'll let you have it.
Who are you?
Don't make no difference who I am.
What do you want? Money?
Sure, I want money, but not from you, Judge. Keep your hands on the table.
What do you want of me?
Me? I don't want a thing. It's a friend. He wants to see you.
Friend? Who?
Now, don't ask questions like that, Judge.
Why doesn't he come here?
I tell you, don't ask questions like that. It ain't smart. It ain't healthy. Now, come on. Get to your feet.
I want to know.
Get to your feet, I tell you. Now, keep your hands up where I can see them. Come on. You and me, we're going places.
My hat.
Where you're going, you will need a hat. Come on. We'll go out the same way I came in. Get a move on.
All right.
Willing, ain't you? And here I thought maybe I'd have to slug you. That's too bad. I never got a chance to slug a judge before.
Shadow, are you still here?
What'd you say?
I was talking to myself.
Yeah, well, keep your trap shut. Come on. Through this window, the way I came in.
Shadow.
Shut up, I said. Come on now. I got a car parked around the side. Now keep your trap buttoned up or I'll fill you full of slugs right now. And would that disappoint a certain party? It's a windy night, ain't it? And dark. Get in the car, Judge. Where you're going pretty soon, believe me, it's a lot darker.
Come in.
Okay, Judge, get in. Go on, get in there. The boss, he's real anxious to meet you.
The feeling is neutral.
Yeah? Okay, boss. Here's the big shot.
Bring him closer.
Okay, Judge, you heard what he said.
Okay. Far enough. You go sit down, Joe.
Sure, boss.
How are you, Judge?
Who are you?
Oh, now don't tell me you're forgetting me, my friend.
I know you.
Don't you?
So dark in here. That mask over your face. Who are you?
Kind of worry, eh, Judge? Stand back by the wall a little bit. That's it. I take off my mask now. I show you.
That gun. What are you going to...
Look at me.
Barotti. Nick Barotti.
You don't forget.
But you're dead.
You're dead.
You're gonna be dead, Judge. I count three. And you're gonna be dead the way you think I am. One.
No! Don't shoot.
Two.
Shadow! What are you?
Shadow, Shadow, why you call that a name? Shadow is no Shadow. It's me, Nick Baratti, and I'm gonna...
Oh, no. No, you're not Baratti.
The Shadow. You are here.
Yes, I am here.
Who say that? Hey, Joe, you say that?
No, boss, I don't say nothing.
I spoke.
Hey, boss, somebody's talking. I don't see him.
It's a nobody here. It's a judge. He make a trick with a voice. But I kill him. I kill him like I kill them all.
Boss, you shoot me. You shoot me.
I shoot Joe. My hand. Some things to knock up in my hand while I shoot. Who do it? Who?
I did it.
Who?
They call me the Shadow.
Shadow?
Are you afraid now, Nick Baratti?
No. No, I ain't afraid of nothing. No, not of me.
Shadow, how can he be alive? They hanged him, buried him.
Yes, tell us, Baratti. Why didn't you die?
Sure. Sure, I tell you. You don't get out of here anyway. Sure, I tell you. The guy would have put a rope around my neck. I pay him off for plenty.
But you did hang.
Oh, sure, but he fixed the rope for short so I don't drop far. $10,000 it's cost.
But you hanged.
Yes, sure, but only a few minutes. I used to be a wrestler in the old country. Neck muscles are strong like iron. I make them stiff when the trapdoor is open. My neck's no break.
And then they cut you down quickly.
Yeah, you bet your life quick. That's a cost of plenty, too.
The hearse they took you away in?
That's no hearse. Ambulance, that's what it was. And the doc, he got to work right away. Injection of my heart, the pull motor. $50,000 everything cost me, but I don't die. I live to take care of everybody who thinks they can make a Nick Baratti hang.
Then whose body was in the coffin that was buried in the cemetery?
It's easy to get a body. The doc make up the face to look like mine.
What's the matter with your voice?
The rope, she's a strain, something inside of my throat. The doc, he don't do a 100% a job. But I do a 100% a job on the doc. I kill him.
And you killed six men since then?
And I kill two more. You and not a Shadow. And then I kill a six more. And a more. And a more. All of them is a die. But not a Nick Baratti.
Your voice is getting weaker.
I told you, Doc, he don't do a 100% job. But I fix that. This air. This air's a fixing me up.
That mask. What?
Oxygen tank. Oxygen so he can breathe without choking.
That's right. Oxygen. Fix me up good. Good, so I kill you too. First to you, Judge. I'm going to put a slugger right in the middle of your fat head.
No, no. Don't shoot.
Press the
Nick,
trigger.
Nick, wait.
Wait for what? I don't got time.
You had 7 bullets in your gun. You fired 6. There's just one left. If you use that last one on the judge, what will be left for you?
Left for me?
Yes, for you.
What will be left for me?
What is left for all criminals and murderers like you? The scaffold with a noose. Hanging.
No, no. I'm a don't die by the rope, not me.
Oh, yes, you, Nick Baratti. This time you won't be able to escape it. You won't be able to fix the hangman. Huh. There'll be no doctor to save you.
Nick Baratti's a never die by the rope. I'm gonna shoot the judge.
You will never kill the judge. I'll knock your arm up again. The bullet will go wild. Remember, you cannot see me. You cannot prevent me doing it. And then the noose will get you, the way it gets all men who live by murder.
No, I get away.
How? The first step to that door and I stop you.
You cannot stop me. Look, see, I go. I cannot...
You see? A chair suddenly bars your way.
I kill you now.
How? You cannot see me.
And I kill the judge anyway.
You waste that one bullet. Remember what will be left for you, the hangman's rope.
No, I don't hang.
The police will come, the trial, and a jury of 12 men will say... guilty as charged.
No.
And another judge will say, to be hanged by the neck until dead.
No, I don't hang.
Another warden will take you by the arm.
No.
The walk to the scaffold.
No, stop. Stop, none of me. I don't hang, I tell you.
The walk up to the scaffold. No. This time the rope, a long one.
No, stop saying that.
The trap will spring. The rope will tighten.
No.
Tighten.
No.
Tighten.
No.
Tighten.
No. I don't hang. None of me. I kill myself first. I kill myself.
He shot himself.
Never hang Nick Barati.
Is he dead, Shadow?
Yes, Judge. He's dead. There'll be no need to try Nick Barati again. He cheated the law and the noose just once with bribery. But all the money in the world cannot cheat justice of the reward it finally metes out to crime and criminals. You can't bribe justice, nor death.
Have been listening to a dramatized version of one of the many copyrighted stories which appear in the Shadow magazine, now on sale at your local newsstand.
The weed of crime bears bitter fruit. Crime does not pay. The Shadow knows.
All the characters and all the places named are fictitious. Any similarity to persons living or dead is purely coincidental.
Shoo-dee-doo-dee-dum-dee. Ah. happen right now. Ain't no time to wait. I said something better change. 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 Don't you like the way I dance? Start sitting back in. Don't you like the cut of my clothes? Don't you like the way stick my fingers right up your nose. Something's happening.
I pray my love will be worthy of vandaag is David er, die een heel belangrijk verhaal vertelt over het onrecht van dit beleid dat systematisch mensen uitsluit. Een warm applaus voor David.
Hey, hey. Good evening. All right, so David is very shy, but also very passionate, and that's why I'm here right now. I'm Seth Rodis, and I titled it Protection for One, Protection for All. Kunnen wij zo even een beetje praten, als hij een beetje klaar is? My name is David Odie, an activist, and a member of World Country Nationals for Ukraine.
Radio wat?
Currently living in the Netherlands.
Okay,
it goes without saying, that evacuating the war wasn't the easiest process. I mean, for everyone, right? Regardless of your skin color, your nationality. But I must say, I think it was way worse for African students and Asian students who didn't only have to run away from the war, but were being thrown off the bus, evacuation trains. They were not given the chance to run and flee the same war everyone was fleeing. The EU opened its border to Ukrainian refugees. Came with a first come, first serve. It came with a promise of equal rights for everyone, regardless of your race, your nationality, your skin color. But sadly, that wasn't the truth. I mean, like, if most of us remember seeing the videos, we saw Ukrainians, well, blue-eyed, white Ukrainians, being let into the country first, and other people like myself, Indian people, Chinese people, they weren't given the chance. Shout out to the Netherlands. I mean, so many other countries in the Europe treated, they receive the refugees different, right? So if you look at countries like Poland, there was not really a chance for third country nationals. If you look at countries like Hungary, other countries, but countries like the Netherlands, they tried to receive everyone with equal rights. But that didn't last long. So last year, June, they made a new law. So they didn't care if you were coming from Ukraine, they didn't care if the war was still going on. They said, well, why do you guys have to come here now if you have a second country to go to? Bear in mind, when you saw the videos of houses that were bombed, cars that were bombed, all those houses didn't only belong to Ukrainian people. It also belonged to hardworking African people who had been living there. It also belonged to students who had invested their life, people who had lived in Ukraine and made this place their home. And those people who had lost their money, lost everything, ran to the Netherlands thinking, okay, I found refuge here. But they told them to go back. Those people who came here with no money, those people who came here with no shelter, those people who had no hopes of how to go back to their country were being told, go back to Ukraine. And at the same time, Ukrainians who have fleeing the same war were accepted with open arms. It takes 9 months for a child to be born. And we've been living here since the war started. It's what, a year? More than a year. And the Netherlands has decided they want to send those people back. Well, not Ukrainian, but we people. The logic behind it is, since you actually have a home of origin, then you could go back there. But the thing is, I know 1,000 Ukrainians who, since they came to the Netherlands, they've traveled to Germany, and no one tells them, well, you have a home right now in the Netherlands, why don't you just stay there? The thing is, I know Ukrainians who, since the war broke out, have traveled to the US, and then they say, you know what, I don't want to stay in the US no more, I want to come back to the Netherlands. And the government is still receiving them. No one says, well, you've been staying in the US since the war broke out, you have somewhere safe to stay, just stay in the US, you don't need to come here. So when the government tried to feed you this false narrative about refugees being, you know, like when you see videos of refugees being drowned in the sea, and they tell you things like, well, it's about national security, we don't know where these people are coming from, we're saving you, blah, 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 blah. Bear in mind, we have refugees who are living there right now, working refugees, refugees who are paying tax, but they're still going to send them back. Refugees who have family, refugees who have kids, refugees who had to lose their home one time and have been at risk of losing their home again. The question right now is, I see all of you guys standing up for climate change. I see all of you guys protesting against the government. The question is, are you going to join us to fight this war? The question is, are you going to be with us, or are you going to stand arm-folded and see people who are not criminals, people who are hardworking, people who are able to provide for themselves, people who aren't a liability to the government, being deported for no reason? So one more time, I need you to bear in mind, these are not just students, these are people with family, these are people with kids, these are, okay, so I've got two kids. My son is 3, and it doesn't say sit, it doesn't say city in Russian, he always says, Papa, sita, sita, sita. These are people who, in this 1 year time, have learned Dutch. These are people who have integrated into the system, right? So these are people, some people have even fallen in love this time, and you're just going to send them back for no reason, right? In Amsterdam City, right, we have a slogan, it's called, no more blah, blah, blah. No more, no more blah, blah, blah. Right, now what this means is, it's enough of the talk, talk, talk. Like, we could all gather, we could sing, we could clap as much as we want. By the end of the day, it doesn't do nothing, right? Your words doesn't, if you're not ready to take things and do action, it doesn't change nothing, right? So no more blah, blah, blah. I want all of us to take things into our own hands. We really want you guys to support us, because there's been a court case going on, and some judges have decided the Netherlands has the right to send us back. Some said they don't. All we're looking for is support. We need you guys to support us in this fight. Thank you. Cheers.
Thank you, David. Thank you. Ja, echt een heel belangrijk onderwerp, migratiebeleid. En ook naar de verkiezingen toe wil ik jullie gewoon echt heel graag vragen van, denk daar ook echt over na, hoe de klimaatcrisis ook invloed heeft op het migratiebeleid dat Europa voert, dat Nederland voert. En dat gewoon echt effect heeft op mensen zoals David, die hier vanuit Oekraïne zijn gekomen en uiteindelijk geen terecht plekje krijgen. Dus ja, denk aan je medemens, praat er met mensen over, vooral richting de verkiezingen. Ik heb een update vanaf de A12. Er zijn nog ongeveer 50 mensen op de A12. De rest is dus bestuurlijk verplaatst naar een andere plek. En ik dacht, hey, misschien kunnen we nog even naar de... Oh, kijk, is er naar de livestream kijken? Degene die de livestream net deed, die is dus meegenomen. Ik zie nu wel weer een livestream. Dit is van de A12, hè? Nu? Oh, goed. Uit de bus. Oh, spannend. Let's come out to this. No.
Strike once and you just hit him twice as hard.